Hello there, everyone, and welcome to another week. I am here to give you your astro forecast for the week of July 19th to July 25th. This week is an interesting week. Mercury, the planet of communication, how we perceive the world, is going to have a lot of connections this week. And when Mercury is busy, we are talkative, or at the very least, we want to be talkative, we want to converse, or it can also manifest in us having a ton of thoughts running through our minds more than usual. So mindfulness, breathing, presence is especially important this week, because with Mercury busy and in the sign of Cancer, we might be going to the past a lot. So let's start with July 19th. On July 19th, Mercury in Cancer squares Chiron in Aries. This is definitely a day in which you want to be mindful and careful of your words. Like I said, Mercury in Cancer goes to the past. It likes to think about the past. And so this could be a time in which we're fixated on something hurtful, more likely than not, because it has a square to Chiron in Aries, and Chiron just recently went retrograde. So Chiron in Aries represents this wound, right? This wound, and in Aries, it's a wound of becoming who we are. I call it the wound of individuation, because we are leaving a part of ourselves that we consider to be true, that we consider to be it, that we consider to be our actual identity and self. And especially over the last 7 to 8 months, we've realized, that's not it. And so in the process of becoming who we are, there's a lot of letting go. But with a lot of letting go, there's a lot of looking back. And with a lot of looking back, there can be some pain tied to that. And so a lot of times in those stories, especially our past stories, other people are involved, whether they're in our lives or not. And so today, or a day like July 19th, it's a day in which not only do we want to be mindful of how we speak to others, but we want to be mindful of how we speak to ourselves. So this can be something like, how did I let this happen to me again? Or how did I let myself get to this point? At which point did I lose myself? I should have known better. I am X years old. I should be here by now. What is wrong with me? Those really harsh thoughts that cross all of our minds at some point or another are definitely a possibility. And not just July 19th, but really throughout the whole week, because Mercury in Cancer has all of these other aspects, which I'll get to in a second. But July 19th just happens to be the day that it perfects in terms of degrees its square to Chiron in Aries. Tuesday, July 20th, that Mercury in Cancer creates a sextile to Uranus in Taurus. So here lies the possibility to say, look, this is where I've been and it's painful, but I have the freedom to choose to be liberated from those thoughts. So look, this whole week is a really great week to talk to your therapist, right? But to really hone in on the past. If the past is coming up for you, make sure that that's what you process with your therapist or your coach, if you have one, because this is what they're there for, but this is the space in which you want to do it in. There's nothing wrong with these thoughts coming up. You have to honor them and you have to look at them for what they are. Sometimes they're trying to tell you something other than what they're actually telling you, right? Sometimes they are a symptom of something else. And so when we can look at our thoughts in that way and have the safe space with someone else, with someone who's qualified and intelligent and able to hold space for us, then we can really get down to the matter of what is actually happening. So Tuesday, July 20th, Mercury in Cancer sextile to Uranus in Taurus, it's kind of like this aha moment, like, oh, okay, so maybe this is what I should be focusing on. Oh, okay, so I didn't see it from that point of view. That happens to me with clients all the time, in which, you know, we're all in our own train of thought. And these are loops, right? These are stories that loop over and over. And because that is what we know, we don't have the capacity to see outside of that until someone else comes in from a different perspective and says, well, what about this? And your mind is blown, right? I mean, it happens to me with my therapist. It happens to my clients when we talk. So understand that, again, you can honor what comes up, but be open. Be open to healing by releasing. On July 21st, we have Venus going into Virgo. Venus finally ingresses into an earth sign. She leaves fiery Leo. Venus in Virgo is a beautiful placement because Virgo energy just wants us to be of service. But what does Virgo energy remind us? That in order to be the best of service to everyone else, we have to be the best we can within us. Now, I'm going to give a whole class on Venus in Virgo in my Consciousness Circle membership, so stay tuned for that. On July 22nd, we have the Sun ingressing into Leo. How interesting that as soon as one of the cosmic lovers, Venus, leaves Leo and goes into Virgo, the Sun goes into Leo. I mean, I personally wish that all three had been in Leo at the same time, but, you know, the cosmos do what they will. But the Sun in Leo elongates this Leo season that we have all been experiencing. And also in my Consciousness Circle membership, I will be giving a whole class on that. Also, on Thursday, July 22nd, Venus in Virgo will oppose Jupiter retrograde in Pisces. So this is interesting because any time that Venus has a connection to Jupiter, it can be an exaggeration of something, okay? So in the signs that it is in, it is this exaggeration of this is what I should be doing, but I'm not. So the this is what I should be doing is the Virgo energy, and the not is the Pisces energy. Look, these shoulds, timelines, where we should be in life, all of these things are constructs. And so one of the beautiful things about Pisces energy is that it represents no constructs at all. Now, I understand that in this very human reality, we need structure. But it is important to understand that we, again, have the power to create our own structure. So, what does productivity mean to you? And when can you actually be productive versus not? And who are you trying to prove something to by being overly productive if you are? What is the intention behind your productivity? It is the exaggeration of I need to do all the things perfectly, and Pisces on the other end asking, okay, but for who and why? And look, with Mercury and Cancer having all of these connections throughout the week, it is similar energy asking where do these mental constructs come from? And most likely they come from the past. Water energy tends to focus a lot on the past. So this week, it is really important to be mindful of where our mind is, of where it wanders to and why, and what we keep are telling ourselves about the shoulds, okay? On Friday, July 23rd, we have the full moon in Aquarius at 1 degree Aquarius. And interestingly enough, at this point, it's corresponding to a Saturn in Aquarius. They don't have any connection in terms of degrees or aspects, but any time that we have, especially a lunar event in a particular sign, we have to see where other planets are in that sign as well. So this full moon in Aquarius is going to represent a release. It is about liberation. And how interesting that on the week that we have a full moon about liberation, we have Mercury active in Cancer thinking about the past. So interesting. Also, in my Consciousness Circle membership, I will have a full lesson on the full moon in Aquarius. On Saturday, July 24th, we have Mercury in Cancer, yet again, trine Neptune in Pisces. So, this is a day that is really suited for creativity, meditation, relaxing, being present, not overthinking anything, especially because two planets in water signs, and look, Neptune is actually retrograde, so it's Neptune retrograde in Pisces. This is about understanding that the present moment is all we have, and this allows us to keep our mind from wandering to the past and from becoming anxious about the future. So Saturday is a really, really great day to spend in nature, or especially by the ocean, or anywhere. If you can get to anywhere that has water, it would be a really beautiful day for that. And just really, again, be present. And because we have two planets in water, anywhere where you can be in water might be really, really helpful. On Sunday, July 25th, we have Mercury in Cancer in opposition to Pluto in Capricorn. This is another day in which, because Pluto is also retrograde in Capricorn, we might think of the past, and it's also another day in which we want to be mindful of our words. So we begin and end our week with that theme of being mindful of our words and understanding that we cannot do much about the past at this point, and that even if someone was involved in the past, in a painful part of our past, that it's still up to us whether we want to move forward and how we want to move forward or not, okay? So my very humble advice to you is please, please, please be as present as possible with Mercury in Cancer. It is definitely a beautiful time to meditate. Definitely, definitely process with someone who is qualified and capable to hold space for you so that you can process all that comes up. I wish you a lovely week, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye.